Hello, welcome to Star Wars Spelt Out. I'm your host, Josh Chapman, and today we've got a little bit of an experiment. This is the first time I've ever had two guests from the same podcast on two different Skype things. We're just walking the tightrope here, but from Force Toast, it's Alice and Laura. How you going, guys?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hello.
Guess it's Wednesday over there. Tuesday over here.
It's Wednesday here. I was just saying before we went on air that I've got two dudes on my roof installing solar power currently. So if there's a little banging and crashing, we're just going to roll with it. I was hoping this would be the first podcast, you know, done completely on renewable energy, but they're not quite finished yet. So it's probably going to just be coal power like everything else.
Oh, sorry. We can't do this unless this podcast is recorded using renewable energy. Sorry.
We'll come back next week. Green. We'll see you. Sorry. I know. We'll have a few more days and we'll be okay. But I was just saying, if someone falls off the roof or something, we might have to stop. I might have to go back and check. But apart from that, yeah, everything's cool.
My first reaction would kind of be to laugh a little bit, but... Yeah. So I hope that doesn't happen because I'd seem like such an asshole.
It's okay. I don't mind. They're doing good work at the moment. It's been raining here today, actually. The irony being that it's been raining for most of the day when they're installing solar power. But, you know, no one slipped off the roof yet, so it's all good. Now, how are you guys going? You just got back from a little jaunt to LA. Is that correct?
It is indeed. I'm still tired from it.
I've recovered. We flew in, or I guess Alice flew in a little bit earlier last week. I flew in on Friday, and we both flew back on Sunday, 2 days ago now for us. It was a late flight for me. I think I didn't get home until like 10:30 at night. So it was a very long day, but yeah, and a quick trip, so I can't complain. It was fun.
Now, I know you guys are holding your powder and not spoiling how it all went down and stuff, so I won't start probing to those questions and stuff. But did you do any sort of any other extra Star Wars-y things while you were there, or did you just sort of like, we just were there for a particular thing, we're going to get in, get out, get it done, go there and conquer?
I hung out with a friend. I went, one of my college girlfriends, met up with her and stayed with her and her husband, and I discovered RuPaul's Drag Race, which I had never watched before, and it is quite possibly one of the most delightful things I've ever seen in my life. So that was good.
We didn't get a chance to do much, unfortunately, extra stuff. Alice and I went to like a quick dinner on Friday night and ran some errands, and then we were at the studio all day on Saturday, and then we were at the Scum and Villainy Cantina all night on Saturday night. And by all night, I mean that was the latest I have stayed up in like ages. We were there until about 3 a.m.
Oh, wow. I don't even remember how late we were up.
Yeah, and we had gotten up at 5:30 on Saturday morning, so it was a long, almost 24 hours of just running around and doing stuff. So yeah, good times.
So is this why you guys
are really sweet lightsaber picks? Oh,
nice. I was going to say, is this why you guys are sipping cups of tea here and not glasses of wine?
Oh, this is not tea. So I'm going to hold this up to the camera and hope you can read it. Wine and podcasting. It's my favorite kind of wine. Timothy at Toasted Zen made this for me for my birthday.
Oh, wow. Nice work, mate. Nice work. Well,
amazing.
It's 11:30 in the morning here, so I'm drinking a chamomile tea, which doesn't seem very on brand for Force Toast, but what can you do?
Hey, no judgment. I've got a little bit of like some... I don't know. I think vocal exhaustion. My throat's just kind of sore, and I'm like, well, I was just flying a bunch, so I wonder if maybe I'm coming down with something. But I've got like a ginger and lemon tea, but I can't resist, so I threw like a little shot of Fireball in it too. So
All right. Well, you guys are very on brand then. That's okay. I was a bit worried when we were just logging in before. And you're like, I'm just getting my tea. I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem right. I thought this was, you know, this isn't the Force Toast I signed up for. I don't know. I was getting ready because I
can't. Oh yeah.
I think I was. talk to you guys on Twitter, and every time I listen to your show, you mention Force Toast, I always like sing my own theme song to myself, even though you guys have your own thing. I'm always just going, Force Toast, nothing but Force Toast. And for some reason, always sticks in my head. I don't know why. And I'm just like, that's the little, and it's not even your theme song. I just invented my own theme song for my own amusement.
Can you record it and then like send it to us and we'll use it for something?
I'll see what I can do. My brother did the music for my podcast because he's an actual real musician who had like records out and stuff. But he just got a new studio, so I'll talk to him. I know I like your intro music though. I don't want to be, you know, put it at the end or something.
We can put in a drink break. We can you know, we could do a lot of things.
Just right. Use it as like a random transition. We'll figure out a place to put it. I like it. I like your version.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get some. I'll get my legal people over to send you some documents and stuff, and then we'll jump off from there. So, mm-hmm. You know, you got to cover your ass in this world of podcasting. It's brutal out there.
We require exclusive use of your version of our song. So okay. Yeah, we need you to sign your life away for that.
Okay. Yep. All right. I'll talk to my lawyers now. I thought that there was a chance, who knows, that we'd be talking trailer today, that I was like, oh, we're going to have the trailer, and I'm going to have the Force Toast girls here, and we're just going to be breaking that sucker down, you know, frame by frame, dissecting every little bit, you know, but it never happened. It was the trailer that never was, wasn't it? Did you guys believe, or did you think we're really going to be waiting another week?
After all the Twitter fighting that happened over the weekend, I think I just accepted that it was going to be next week.
Yep.
I missed all of the drama. I truly haven't been I haven't been following any of it, although we've had other things on our mind over this past couple of days, so I'm surprised that you're up to speed already, Alice. But no, I missed all of that, but I sort of, I don't know, I think that I want to say for The Last Jedi we got more of a heads up when it was happening. I feel like we got at least 3 or 4 days of notice from some official source that the ticket sales and the trailer were coming. And since we didn't get that by the time I left town on Friday last week, I kind of assumed it wasn't happening. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Like Fandango usually sends out an email like, get ready, shit's coming out, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I don't, I mean, it all signs pointed to the 21st, and anybody who's sort of in the know seemed to be saying 21st, but then all of a sudden John Boyega's manager tweeted or on Instagram said the 14th, and then all of a sudden everybody was like, oh, it must be the 14th if John Boyega's manager's doing it. And then some people were sending stuff to John Boyega, and he's going, hey man, I don't know, like, it'll come out when it comes out, won't you all just chill out. Like, good work, John Boyega.
Isn't the 21st? Like, did I hear that's Carrie Fisher's birthday? Should I look that up real quick?
Oh, is it? Oh, maybe. Yes, if you could. That'd be good. So, I don't know. Like, obviously, the time has passed now. So, yes. You know, everybody was sort of waiting until it happened, until nothing happened. But they tend to sort of drop it in. Oh, it is. I'm getting a thumbs up here. 21st is Carrie's birthday?
Yes.
Well, hopefully we'll get a bit
indeed.
We'll get a bit more Carrie in the trailer. I'm a bit concerned about that they've only got so much that they... you know, they've got that they can't show too much Carrie Fisher. I don't know. Do you guys reckon we'll get much Leia in general in Rise of Skywalker?
I feel like there are a lot of ways to word things such that loopholes are king.
Mm.
But I don't know how much we'll actually get of her, but I think there will be some loophole-y Father, Son, Holy Spirit, some loophole-y things. We'll see more than we expect.
Loopholey.
Loopholey.
Got it. That's fucking funny. No, I honestly, here's my thing with the trailer and with regards to Carrie. I actually would like to not see any more of her because I'm kind of hoping that we've seen what we're going to see in the trailers and that we'll get a lot more Leia than I'm expecting we will in the actual movie. But I'm starting to get afraid that they're like showing us too much, and I just don't really want to know. Like, I want to be surprised and I want to be able to enjoy seeing Carrie on screen in the actual theater. I just don't want to see, I don't know, because part of me is I get the feeling that they didn't have that much to use, and I'm like, just don't spoil it all for me now with the trailer. Show me on the big screen.
Yeah, I don't know. Like they seem pretty confident that they've got enough. I mean, they kept sort of talking up that how lucky they were to get the footage and how it's sort of you know, they've obviously managed to write scenes around it and stuff like that. But whether it's just, I don't know how involved she is, whether they just sort of go, what do you think, Leia? And she just sort of goes, yes. And then they sort of cut away from it and stuff, or whether they're, whether it's a little bit more pivotal than that, you know. I kind of go, look, they wouldn't have even gone down this road had they. It would have been so easy to just, you know, not have Leia in the movie if they needed to. They could have just, you know, removed the character off screen, put it in the crawl or something. They felt confident enough to put her in there. They must feel like they've got enough from this footage that they can do stuff. I don't, as long as it's footage, I don't want to see some creepy CG mouth stuff going. That'll be heartbreaking.
Yeah, I don't anticipate we're going to see that. I'm anticipating maybe some stand-in work.
Some back of the head kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of as far as I've gotten. And, you know, the magic of movies, I doubt anyone will notice, to be honest. I probably won't even notice, and I feel like I'm going to be on the look for it every now and then. But I'm going to try and get through the first screening of it, because I'll see it twice opening weekend. I'm going to try and get through the first screening of it and try not to pay attention to that kind of thing. And maybe my second screening, I'll be more on the lookout for it, and you know, it'll be kind of a fun game to try and figure out, you know, how did they do this? How did they manage to pull this off? Because I imagine it was quite a feat.
Will you guys be sitting next to each other for screening?
Actually, I don't think so.
Yeah, undecided. We can't agree on which theater to go see it in. And my thing
that's
is
the
that
only
I've
obstacle.
Got, like, a group. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Alice and I live on, like, we live right off of the same main street in Chicago, but we live on, like, opposite sides of town. And I think the plan is that she plans to come closer to me and I plan to go closer to her to go to different theaters, because we just don't agree on what theater would be best to go see it at. But I also have, like, a group of 10 people I'm probably going to be buying tickets for that night to go see the movie with. And yep. I am at the mercy of what's available. So part of my thing is that I'm like, I have to get... I just need to be able to get 10 tickets. It doesn't actually matter where it is. But yeah, I have my list of preferred places, and she has hers.
Yeah, I have a ritual of going to the Dirty IMAX. People know, people in Chicago area know
people
what
know
I
that.
Mean when I say the Dirty IMAX. Yeah. And just going and drinking and eating a lot of barbecue next door. There's a fancier place, that Owen and Engine, but it's like it's too fancy for my palate. But yeah, I like going to the Dirty IMAX and eating barbecue, so
I'm a little surprised. I thought you guys would just be there walking in, holding hands, and sort of, you know, just like, all right, here we go, we're gonna drive that car off the hill, sort of thing, sort of Thelma and Louise style, like, here we go one last time for the, you know, smuggling a bottle of white in or something as well. And I mean, you know, it's going to be out, you can always catch up and do other screens and stuff later and things, but yeah, I mean, the logistics of, that's the thing, like, the trailer comes and then you've got to get into logistics planning mode of just like, how do I do this, like, I've got to get it done, man.
Yeah. You have to, like, shoot the email out right away and be like, show of hands, I need a response in 5 hours. Like, tell me if you want to come.
Or you're out.
Like, yeah.
I think we have our rituals.
That's the whole problem, though, when it comes to, like, you know, going in and, like, getting a drink and stuff. First of all, the theater that Alice goes to is the one theater in Chicago that does not have a full bar in it. And I am not, I want no part of that.
So the one
number
you will
one.
Not
number
set
two.
Foot in.
Yeah. Number two, the whole thing with, like, drinking before the movie is kind of hard, because if it's a 2.5 hour long movie, which I anticipate it will be, like, you have to be able to hold your bladder that entire time.
I did that for Force Awakens. We went to the Steel Wars, had a screening on down at a big shopping center down here, and we had a whole bunch, and there was a pub in front, and, you know, everybody was having beers and stuff, and I was so nervous I was just drinking beer without really thinking. And I went to the bathroom before, but then 10 minutes in it just hit me again that I had to pee, and I was like, well, I can't leave, this is Star Wars, it's The Force Awakens. And I just sat there and I just sort of wheeled it away, and after about 15 minutes it kind of just disappeared again. So I used the force to sort of push it down in through my toes or something, I don't know. And yeah, but then Rogue One, Rogue One a year later, we're at the same place, and I went to the bathroom 3 times, you know, 10 minutes before the thing, just to make sure that I was absolutely, would not be a repeat.
That's really funny. I'm trying to think of the last movie I had that issue with was definitely, Endgame. But you know, like I said, I go see it. You know, I'll go see it a second time in the same weekend, and I'll make sure I, you know, get to see whatever I missed last time. And there is definitely a strategy to it. Like I normally drink tea up until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon at work when I have these movies, and then I cut myself off, and then I try to stop drinking liquid unless I like absolutely need to from like 3 until the movie starts at 7, and then I still have to get up and pee in the middle of the movie anyway. So none of it's worth it.
Well, you guys didn't... I'm just trying to think of dates of when you guys started the podcast. Was the podcast going at Last Jedi, or was it post-Last Jedi? I'm just trying to recall.
Post-Last Jedi.
Right.
We met the week, probably like the Tuesday or Wednesday after Last Jedi came out.
Yeah, so that's why you both got your own little match. Thing, your own little things going, hasn't it? It's just like, hey, our lives have intertwined, but we did have lives before Force Toast, okay? You know.
Oh, what a depressing thought, life before Force Toast. But yeah, no, Allison, the first movie that we got to, Star Wars movie that we got to see together was Solo. And that was so, which is just so weird to think about, but the, that was our first one. And I think we saw it twice together. And that was really fun, but yeah, it's one of those things where just like, you know, we really haven't had an opportunity to see hardly any Star Wars movies together yet. So this would be, we were actually we had talked about going to see it like after our first viewing together, but that's like the weekend of Christmas, so like neither one of us are gonna be here. We're both gonna be out of town, so I'm like, well, I'll go see it with you my fourth and fifth time, I guess.
Yeah, we can do that for New Year's Eve.
And it's winter there too. Like I, you know, I was in Chicago for Celebration, and that snow day, as a, you know, young boy from Australia, that snow day nearly killed me. And that was in April, so I hate to think of trying to get out in at Christmas time in Chicago to see a Star Wars movie. Like, you've got to get like Mr. Plow out to help you out or something, don't you? Or it's is it pretty brutal?
It can be. I think definitely when I went saw Rogue One, I want to say the high was between 3 and 10 Fahrenheit. It was pretty chilly, but I still got my barbecue and I still went to the Dirty IMAX.
Dirty IMAX for life. Yeah, well, it's summer here in Australia, so we're all just kicking around in shorts and t-shirts and things, drinking beer outside before our Star Wars movie. So it's nice, you know, it's a nice little ritual. We really missed it, no Star Wars movie last summer. It was like there was a definite gap, although my second daughter was born about a week, 3 days before it would have opened, so it was actually a little bit of a blessing that there was no Star Wars movie. And I had tickets to see The Empire Strikes Back with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra that day, and Sloane was born that day, so I was like, oh, gonna have to give it up. So I didn't get to go, sadly. I had to some things you have to put aside for Star Wars.
Fair enough. Now, we have seen that one together.
Yeah, we went and saw New Hope and Empire at the Symphony here in Chicago. It was great.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. I've seen, they did Force Awakens, which was great. That was a place called the Palais in Melbourne, which was sort of a big music venue. And then they did a New Hope at the Art Centre in like the room that is made for orchestras. And it was just unbelievable. Like, it's a purpose-built, you know, things where they do all the recitals, so the sound was just amazing, and we shielded out for the best seats as well, so it was sort of like, oh, we'll pay the money so we can sit in the best spot and enjoy this. And it was, yeah, it was great. And we're doing Return of the Jedi in a few weeks, I think, so, you know, what a roll in.
Nice. Yeah, I think Return of the Jedi, isn't it coming in June or July here?
I can't remember. I know that it's coming at some point. Whatever reason, at like Thanksgiving this year, they're doing one of the Potter movies, and I thought about maybe going to go see that with like my dad or something. I thought he'd enjoy that. That would be really fun. Yeah, I'm hoping that they'll get to the prequels with the symphony and do those with the live symphony, just because they like the prequels have such great music. I mean, like Anakin's theme in The Phantom Menace, and then like basically the entire score of All Across the Stars. Like, it would just be so cool to get to see that with a live symphony orchestra too.
Now, I think you guys are a little bit younger than me. Were you prequel kids? Was that your way in?
That's Alice's way in.
Well, no. My way in was the Ewok movies.
Oh, Caravan of Courage.
Late 80s.
Battle for Endor.
Yep. I loved the shit out of those things. And then I think in the 90s, when I was just flipping through channels and I saw Ewoks and I was like, hell yeah. And it obviously was Return of the Jedi on TV. And then, you know, I always liked them. I went to the re-releases in the 90s, had the Taco Bell toys because they were the ones doing the toys, not McDonald's. I don't know why I had to feel like I talked into the mic like I did for that. But
I think McDonald's is back now, isn't it? I think they're back for Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. And, yeah, the prequels, I think the only one I saw when it released was the midnight showing of Revenge of the Sith, and then I later saw the other two in 3D, because I did 3D releases where they were all out for, like, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, 2011 or something like that.
Back when 3D was hot.
Yeah.
Just on that, just riding that Avatar phase that everyone went crazy for 3D for about 6 months, and then after that we went, why not pay an extra $6 to see a movie? The hell with that. Although I did buy the Force Awakens in 3D because it had JJ's commentary track on it. It was the only release that had JJ Abrams' commentary track on it, and I shilled out for
it. I did the same thing because I wanted to get the commentary because I love that kind of shit. But I have a huge complaint with that. The whole thing with the commentaries, they need to not have them just be one person. Like, I really don't care for them just having one person in a room talking about it. Like, to be honest, like, J.J.'s commentary really wasn't that interesting, and I ended up, like, not ever finishing it. So I shelled out for that, never listened to it, and then I would rather it be conversational. I'd rather they have another person in there. Then The Last Jedi did it, but I'm telling you, listening to Rian Johnson talk about Star Wars and just how giddy he gets, it's so fun and so funny. Listening to his like singular commentary actually ended up being really fun. It was somehow just executed better.
He's a goddamn sweetheart, that man. Yeah, yes. I agree on the conversation. The Lord of the Rings commentary tracks are really good because Peter Jackson has his wife and the writer as well. I don't know if you've heard those ones, but they're really good.
No.
They're really, if you ever get a chance, if you're into that, the commentary tracks on the Lord of the Rings ones are really great. Have you guys ever done commentary stuff? You that'd be good. Good little bonus thing. You guys sitting on a couch, rapping out. I know you've taken on the live tweeting, Alice, but the commentary tracks, I reckon a Force Toast couple of commentary track collection.
You know, I don't think that's something we've considered yet, but my live tweeting was all a ruse because we couldn't tell anyone yet that Laura was going to be doing the Schmodown contender match last weekend. So the only reason I was doing the live tweets was to keep me entertained while watching the movies and building out a repertoire of trivia questions.
So are you basically like her trainer? Are you sort of like her sort of Mickey to her Rocky kind of thing? Is that the relationship?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It.
You're like, you're a bum. You're a bum, Laura. Get off the mat. Come on.
I don't go that far.
TK421. It's T.
Yeah, for the Schmodown, they have managers. So I was fulfilling my manager role as best I could. I still fucked up a little bit, but that's okay. Better than nothing.
Well, don't spoil it.
That's okay. It's fun when I get to go through your tutorial sheets and write in corrections. It helps me study. It's okay. That's just part of it.
It's crazy. It's like the stuff, you know, I know the Force the Star Wars Explained guys a little bit. And just the study that goes into this kind of thing, it's just crazy. Like I hate study. I got out of study as soon as I could. I do design for a living. Like the least amount of study you need to do. I just couldn't imagine sitting there like taking notes and doing all this stuff. It's just a commitment that I just, you know, it's just the commitment to the craft, I guess.
Oh, see, we're so competitive. So we do the same thing when we do Star Wars pub trivia. We just have like, I think one time we divvied up who's going to focus on what movies, or I have an entire thing of screenshots on my phone from the movies with subtitles and then like random online quizzes, like screenshots of what the right answers are. And I'll go through those before we play trivia sometimes. We're very competitive.
Is there
that kind of stuff is just sort of fun. Just the way that like it sort of teaches you about filmmaking. That kind of stuff is just interesting to me. I mean, when you get into the nitty gritty of like there are three starships that enter with the cruiser in Attack of the Clones, not two. Like that kind of stuff, it starts to get into the nitty-gritty of it. And that gets pretty detailed. But I was always really good at school. I always really enjoyed school and studying and writing and things like that. So it doesn't bother me. But yeah, at the end of the day, we are really, Alice and I are competitive, and we get a big thrill out of doing even just, yeah, simple pub trivia where there's no stakes except maybe a $25 gift card to the bar that we've already spent $50 at drinking. So
mm-hmm. And isn't even good until next time we visit.
Yep. Oh, you can't use it on the spot. Oh, that's a bummer. I used to do pub quizzes.
No, yeah.
I lived in England for about 10 years, and you know, pub quizzes are quite a big thing over there. So we would do pub quizzes with friends and things every now and then. But yeah, I'd not worked up. I'm not super competitive, but I'm very stickler for the correct answers and stuff. And then when they give points to people for things that's not quite right, like they do like song titles and they give the wrong song title, they'd write that the chorus instead of the big one was, you know, the song What's Up by Three Non-Blondes.
I just had that trivia question last week. I shit you
not.
And
then people write What's Going On, and I'm like, that's not the title.
Yes.
It's What's Up. And then it would give a point. Yes. Anyway, I'm like, you people all deserve to die because you are wrong.
I know. We've had that one where the topic was planets and someone asked about the casino and everyone put Canto Bight. And they all got points instead of putting fucking Cantonica.
Yeah. Or spelling Kashyyyk correctly. Like if they don't spell it with the if they don't spell it right, they don't get the points. I'm like, no, fuck you. That's where spelling's supposed to count.
Spelling's
come
brutal.
On.
I don't know about spelling, but if they put Wikipedia or something like that instead, you know, it would have been a bit hard. But yeah, Star Wars trivia. Like, I know more than the man on the street, you know, just because obviously I do a Star Wars podcast and I've got Star Wars crap on my walls and all that kind of thing. But trivia, I think I just freeze up like Cindy Brady or Garth from Wayne's World or something like that. I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I'd be able to pull a few things out of the hat, but I don't have that competitive. I don't have the eye of the tiger like you guys do.
It's a good pump-up jam.
It's a good pump. Is there a trivia pump up jammed? Is it like, oh, I just got to put my headphones on. I got to put some John Williams on to get myself in the headspace here.
That's awesome. No, not John Williams for me, but it's kind of funny. Alice put out a bunch of prompts this past week before we headed out to LA about, you know, we're heading out to the Schmodown. Send us your favorite, like, you know, fight song or whatever. And we got a bunch of really good, like, pump up jam suggestions from people just to kind of like get us in the mood. It was fantastic. Yeah.
All right. We'll have to see.
Yeah, Andy. I think you know Andy.
Is this Hobbit Feet Andy? Oh, yeah. I met Andy a few weeks ago. Shout out if you're listening, mate. We had a bit of a Melbourne drinks meetup for some Star Wars crew. And he came directly from a winery, I think it was. And three sheets to the wind. Let's just say he was in a good place. Very charming young man. I'm pretty sure I ran into him at Celebration as well. And I know I ran into you guys very briefly at Celebration as well. But, you know, you meet so many people at Celebration. You're like, hello, this is... Hello, hello, hello. I'm like, you know, next time, Anaheim, obviously after now, it'll be more like, hey, homies, let's hang. But, Andy helped you out, did he?
He made us an entire playlist. And that we listened to when we were getting ready at 5:30 in the morning because we had to feel pretty and and get some last minute cramming in. And also, he's a huge Schmodown fan, so kind of gave us a lot of strategy tips and tricks. So shout out to you, buddy.
Did he put any sort of, you know, obscure Australian bands on there? Just like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is. A lot of Australian stuff. You know, chuck some Silverchair on there or some, you know. No,
if Silverchair's not obscure Australian.
Oh well, they're Australian. I don't know. I don't know how obscure we're going.
It is to me. I don't know who that is, but his playlist was on point though. It was perfect. It was a lot of like late '90s, early 2000s jams. Like he was getting us. I feel like it was a really solid playlist.
Nice. Now let's talk Disney Plus. Are you day one? Are you locked and loaded day one? Have you forked over your 3 years of commitment, or are you sort of umming and ahhing, you know, waiting to get a bit closer to the date?
I did the 3-year commitment. I was like down to the wire. I think I was technically past the date a little bit, but I was listening to a podcast. I don't know if it was Bad Motivators or Sith List, but they were talking about how you could get the 3-day thing if you signed up for a free membership. I did it all last minute. And yeah, locked in for 3 years. And what was that, like 40% off or something?
Yeah, I intended to get in on the 3-year deal, and I got my D23 membership, and then I went and signed up for Disney Plus and realized I didn't get the discount because I was 45 minutes too late. So I have a D23 membership for no reason, and I have my I've got Disney Plus, I think just for a year. Yep. I don't know. If I didn't get the discount, I'm sure I didn't sign up for a 3-year commitment, but I'm going to be on vacation in Portugal when it is released. So I'm not even going to get to like experience it because I don't think they have a release date for Europe yet. So no. I'm just going to have to like sit and watch everybody's tweets while I'm, you know, overlooking the water and hold up in a wine valley or in the Douro wine valley.
There are worse places to be if you're going to miss out on Disney Plus day one, you know.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to be in Portugal. I'll just have to soothe myself with some beautiful sangria and this lovely tapas.
Yeah. What's the day for Australia?
We get it a week after. Yeah, we get it a week after. So, which is pretty good because Australia is usually pretty whatever. You know, we're not really well looked after. But off the back of being not looked after for years, we've just become rampant internet pirates. So I think they've just decided, all right, we'll throw them a bone. When all the Disney stuff left Netflix, there's another streaming service here called Stan, which is sort of like anything that doesn't go on Netflix goes there. So they had Disney for about a year, and now they're just starting to lose it all. So because my 4-year-old wanted to watch Beauty and the Beast the other day, and it was mysteriously off that streaming service. So I think they're just pulling it all away now. And it was just, my partner just goes, all the Disney stuff seems to be gone. Now it's all just this really weird third-party cheapo 3D animation stuff. You know, it's all not Disney, but it's the knockoff. You know, it's like the Ice Sisters or something like that instead of Frozen. It's all those really weird knockoff ones that aren't quite right, try to trick you into buying it and stuff. Yeah, a minute into that, my daughter would not let that fly. She's like, this is not Elsa and Anna. Turn this rubbish off.
That's amazing. What's the delay for The Rise of Skywalker for you all? Because we're going to go Thursday night, December 20th to see it, or December 19th. When do you guys get it?
We get it before you. We get it, well, just by pure time zones, we get it before you because we'll get it on the 19th as well, but it'll be before. We'll be ahead. So we'll be 12 hours ahead, I think we'll have it. So we would have seen it by then. Okay. Well, we're doing midnight, which will be Wednesday night, midnight here. Rolling into Thursday, you know, 12:01 a.m. And so we're doing the midnight screenings down here again, down at Knox where we've done the last ones is the plan. So we'll actually be ahead, which is nice. So it'll make life a little bit easier spoiler-wise. But, I mean, I don't know. Once it sort of premieres, I tend to try to stay off as much social media as possible. You guys are spoiler-free?
Not totally. Because this is the first year we've had a Star Wars podcast during a Star Wars film release. We're sort of like not totally sure how we're going to navigate it yet. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm trying to resist as much as I can in terms of spoilers and not read anymore. I'm not sure where you are, Alice.
I'm failing so hard at avoiding spoilers. October 1st is normally my cutoff date, but I haven't had Twitter before. So, you know, like that's a thing. And then I kind of just can't help myself. Like when podcasts are like, oh, we have spoilers. I'm like,
I take my phone, I close and I throw it on the other side of the room kind of thing. Like I stay away. Like I don't read the articles. It's something kind of, you know, I'll happily watch trailers and toys and anything that they're happy to show me officially, that's totally cool. But as soon as someone says we're getting into the spoiler section, I'm just like, thank you, I'll just turn off. So the pressure does mount as you get closer to, because you're just going, I've made it this far, you know. I've managed to not be spoiled for any of the new ones, I don't think. Nothing major anyway. You know, maybe just like, oh, Finn's got blue pants. But, you know, that thing I can kind of deal with. But certainly, like, Han Solo's dead. Like, I didn't get that spoiled for me or anything like that. Or Luke dies or any of that kind of stuff. I went in pretty clean.
I got majorly spoiled for Rogue One, so I thought that I had learned my lesson then, and I just kind of, it turns out that I haven't, because I already know far more about The Rise of Skywalker than I wish I did. It's my own fault, you know, it's like no one's dropping spoilers in my timeline on Twitter being, you know, just to be a dick about it, so I'm fortunate in that regard, but no, it's just my own temptation that I've taken too much advantage already, and there's some stuff I wish I didn't know.
So, without spoiling anything, look, consider me the person who doesn't want to be spoiled. Do you think it will be good based on what you know without actually giving anything away? Like, do you feel going, this sound pretty good, or kind of like, this sound pretty weird or pretty whack, or what can you give an opinion, like, what can you say about it in regards to quality without actually giving anything away?
So my thing is, even though we do hear the spoilers, we don't know how they're going to be executed or where they're going to be executed or anything like that. I don't really have any expectations, and I don't fully trust leaks and spoilers until it gets a lot closer to the movie. So I'm just not really going to have many expectations or, you know, focus on any one thing. And
You know you're a Star Wars fan, right, Alice? Aren't you supposed to have locked in opinions that must be adhered to? Otherwise, you're going to burn the cinema down. You're going to burn that crappy IMAX down to the ground if you don't, you know. Maybe.
I just have good crackhead theories.
To it. Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like, yes, maybe she'll hate it and she'll burn that shitty cinema down to the ground. And then we can go to a nice cinema together.
Yeah, I mean, I have like crackhead theories that are just never going to happen. They're just fun to think about, but
yep.
I think going in with huge expectations that things are definitely going to happen is.
What's the wackiest thing you want to see?
Yeah.
Sorry?
What's the wackiest thing you'd like to see?
I want to see a shit ton of Mr. Bones. Is if they're going to bring in all the saga stuff, I want, you know, all the two battle droids, and I want them all to be modified like Mr. Bones from Aftermath, so they just like hop around screaming I love murder and like dance in circles with flower crowns, and I want them to be the ones that help the resistance defeat First Order.
And that is a crackhead theory.
I was going to say, you certainly lived up to it on that one. What about you, Laura? Have you got anything?
In case anyone... Oh, that's really funny. No, so here's my thing. I am going to like the movie no matter what, because it's a Star Wars movie and I just enjoy existing in this universe and spending time there. So I know I'm going to like it. My biggest fear is that they, given all the stuff that we know and all the new characters that we've already been introduced to, be it in the trailers or images or, you know, stuff that they've talked about at Celebration and things like that, I'm worried that they're trying to squeeze in too much new shit when I just am more concerned about them tying up all the loose ends. So that's really my own fear at the moment. It's probably unfounded. There's no reason I need to be afraid for something like that. They're good storytellers, and J.J. Abrams is a good storyteller and a good filmmaker, so there's no reason I should be worried. But it just seems like there's a lot, especially after like the Force Friday live stream. They're like, here's Babu Frick and here's Janna and here's Boobo, whatever the fuck. There's other, I mean, there's so many like new characters I feel like that they've introduced, and I'm like, okay, we need to tie up Lando's story, we need to tie up Rey's story, we need to tie up Kylo's story, we need to tie up Leia's story. Like, there's a lot of loose ends to tie up, and I'm just worried that some of those stories are going to get neglected because they're too busy introducing new shit that the movie didn't need to begin with. Not that it didn't need Janna, because I think Janna actually is fucking awesome, and Naomi Aki is just so freaking fun, so I'm excited for her character. But some of this other stuff, I'm just like, eh, God, like, do we need it? Don't we have enough creatures? Like, come on.
That's enough Muppets, thanks.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that we got to clear the deck of Skywalkers to finish this saga in a neat little bow? Do we basically have to be like, no more Skywalkers left? We can't be having a bunch of Skywalkers walking off into the distance. At the end, we actually got to like end this family. We've got to end the family basically to close this out. Does it feel like it's too much any hanging threads if Kylo Ren's alive at the end, or even Leia's alive at the end? Oh, I've struck a nerve.
Sorry. Well, and I just haven't given it too much thought because my other thing with these, like with the sort of theorizing and speculating, is that people, I think, get too attached to their fan theories and get read too much into them, and it becomes an ego thing when they're not right. And so I try not to, I'm trying to avoid reading too much into anything along those lines, but I do think, I have a feeling that it's going to come to some sort of finality with regards to the Skywalkers, because I don't know if they want to do an episode, you know, 10, 11, 12. I think that they want to tie it up and have a bow on it. And
do we just start with episode one somewhere else? Do we start with a new episode one?
Yeah, and I don't even know about that, because the thing is that, you know, this saga is now 9 movies long, and I think that they're starting to understand, you know, think about how they're doing the Galaxy of Adventure stuff where the little stories are like a minute and a half long. People just don't have the attention span for these 9 movie long sagas anymore. And I think that they're trying to get, I would guess that they're trying to get away from that, and that we're probably not going to see something like that again. I don't think they're going to necessarily go to like a bunch of standalone movies, but I think it's going to be like smaller trilogies, smaller stories, you know, different parts of the galaxy, different time periods, things like that.
Yeah. Being done with the Skywalkers doesn't bother me at all personally. Like, I just, fine, that's cool, whatever.
They've had enough. But
yeah, I mean, I'm fine. We're getting so much cool, like, so much cool shit on Disney Plus with the TV shows, and then, you know, whoever's the flavor of the week director wise is getting to do their own trilogy and yada yada. But there's so much we have to explore, like pre-Phantom Menace times, or things that we've seen, you know, like things that we've seen referenced in Rebels, like Malachor. What all happened there? Because that was some crazy ass old school fight. Like, there's some really cool stuff that's just been barely referenced that's, you know, possible and could be, even if it's just one movie, maybe it's 3. I don't know. But they have so much creative leeway with, you know, the fact that this whole trilogy only really spans like 20, 30, 40, like 45 years or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like 70, right? Isn't it? It's like 32 years before the Battle of Yavin for Phantom Menace and 34 after. So it's about 70, 75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon
such a small time?
I mean, they've always sort of leaned so heavily. I mean, saga movies have always been like the bread and butter, like the heart, I suppose, of Star Wars. You know, it's always like, you can always, with all the offshoots, it always comes back to this saga, you know, one way or the other. They always sort of bring it back. So it's sort of interesting to see where they can wean themselves off it, I suppose. Like, whether they go off and tell these other stories and things, and if it doesn't quite connect like the saga does, whether they turn around and go, hey, you know, we're coming back. It's the further adventures. It's episode 10. You know, it's a good opportunity to take a break and see whether that can kind of stand on its own, I suppose, can it live without its heart?
I mean, I think it's very much that they can stand on their own. I think Rogue One, well, I think their biggest issue is with marketing. But I think Rogue One overall went over very, very well. But maybe I'm biased because it's in my top 3.
You don't have to be biased. It's podcasting. It's all about being biased.
Yes. So there. I think anything's possible as long as it's the right story and it's a good story. And again, the marketing, I'm sure, will play a huge key in really anything they put out. But
are you guys coming from?
I'm excited to see where it goes.
Are you guys coming from similar places? Like what you want to see? Like, do you guys see eye to eye on this kind of thing? Like, where you want to go, or you both kind of got your own little separate dreams?
In terms of like the post Skywalker saga era,
yeah. Yeah, he's kind of like going, oh, I actually want to see it like this. And then I was like, no, actually, I wanted to see it like this. So I'm not trying to sort of fabricate a rift between the two of you or anything like that. You're like, oh, actually, we're just going to wait and see what happens. And then we'll give an opinion when we know what's going on.
I think we're probably around the same, in sort of the same boat, in that we don't, I don't know if we've, you know, we talk about Star Wars a lot. We haven't really talked about what we want to see in this sort of post era. I think we're both kind of in this, I would guess that we're both in the same boat of like, well, I'm excited to see whatever they come up with. I don't really care what it is.
As long as we get to keep doing it.
Exactly. I think that's about right, Laura.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, we just want to spend time in this universe. That's the reason Alice and I are such avid readers of the books. You know, we just want to spend time here because it's just such a fun universe and fun sandbox to play in. And, you know, they make these little connections and throw out those little Easter eggs for fans. And that's, you know, part of the thrill. So I think, you know, keep that vibe going with the movies and give us, you know, those little tidbits every now and then. And, you know, they'll... that's really all you need to do to keep the thrill going.
Yeah, I just I haven't got on the books. I read the expanded universe books when I was younger, up to a point until they just got too wacky and I basically lost interest in them. And then I just don't have time to read books now with children. It's just completely like so I lean very heavily on podcasts like you guys and people like King Tom and who just, you know, can tell me what happens in the books and stuff. I go, oh, that's interesting, that's cool. I do read the comics though, so I try to get as much of the comics in as possible. They're a bit easier to digest in a lunch break and stuff like that, but I wish I had time to do books and stuff. It just doesn't happen. Do you guys read books? I mean, not read books, read comics?
Depends on what it is, occasionally. Yeah,
very selectively.
I did the whole Vader series, loved it. We had a lot of people asking us about the TIE fighter. I don't remember which one, the kind of like the TIE,
tie-in
to Alphabet Squadron. I did that one, wasn't overly impressed. The Phasma series, which interesting from a timeline perspective, but it was fine. I don't know, that whole Vader comic with Charles Soul, however you pronounce it, is probably the best one that I have encountered. The stories were so cool and I just loved it.
Yep.
Yeah, I read part of the Vader series that Alice had lent me, but my first dive into comics was the two Kanan series that they did. So those were the first comics I ever read. I love them. They're the only ones I own hard copies of. I switched shortly after to the electronic just because I find it easier to see. But we talked about the most recent Age of Resistance, not the most recent anymore, but the recent Age of Resistance Snoke comic was really, really good. And then we talked about the Kylo Ren one, which wasn't very good. And
is that when he jumped down he jumped down the mouth of the worm or whatever it was?
Yeah, the Zillow Beast. The Clone Wars, yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff would just... that comic just didn't strike a chord with me at all. I didn't care for it. But yeah, I got a lot of thrill out of the Vader series that I read part of. I love the Kanan comics because I just love the character Kanan. But yeah, it's not... it's definitely not the primary, you know, subject matter for our show. We tend to skip most of them.
Yeah, well, those new—they've sort of just done those Road to Rise of Skywalker comics now. So they've just—I've just got the one out now. But it's interesting because that's like the latest point in time that we have in the timeline now. You know, like we've jumped past Last Jedi. We've actually got a little bit of what happens once, you know, the credits roll on Last Jedi now, that they're off sort of doing other things. So that's quite fascinating. Anytime where we basically get to a new point in time in the saga where this is the latest thing that's happened, I always find that quite fascinating. I'm like, oh, look, what are they up to? Oh, they're doing things. It's stuff post the movie.
Yeah, I'm really stoked to see Ackbar's son, because I think there were a few screenshots released about that coming, and whatever series that is. Is it Age of the Resistance or something?
Yeah, Ackbar's got his own little family. I assumed he'd probably have like hundreds of kids or something like that anyway. I don't know. It's like a fish thing where he's just, you know, there's just like stacks of them and he just, you know, I don't know.
Little tadpoles everywhere.
Yeah, little Mon Cal tadpoles. Yeah, there was some sort of, I know, some people get uppity about Admiral Ackbar because obviously he died in Last Jedi going, oh, now they're just backtracking to mourn his loss in this comic. I'm like, hey man, go back watch Last Jedi. When they're telling everybody that he's dead, everyone's looking pretty sad. That looks like mourning to me. It's not like they're all popping champagne, just going, yeah, well, you know, good the old
Woo, Leia made it. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
No. No. And then isn't there a... What is it that's coming out in December that someone described as like a Ben to Ren story?
Ooh, that's the one that they announced. They announced it at Comic-Con. That's the Charles, not Charles. Is it Charles Soule? Yeah, it's Charles Soule. That's the Kylo Ren comic.
Yeah. So I think that's I think a few people got a bit confused too, because when that Kylo Age of Resistance came out, I think some people thought that was like the one that's got like, oh, it's going to have the Knights of Ren. He's going to go bad. You know, and people are like, what is this? He's freaking jumping down the throats of big lizards and stuff. But yeah, so I think that supposedly gives us a bit more info about when he flips his switch.
It's the Rise of Kylo Ren. I can't remember how many issues it's going to be, but that, yeah, that's going to be a good series. And I saw a tweet recently from Charles Soule talking about how somebody had asked, they're like, is it important to read this comic before? Is it okay to read it after you see the movie? And he's like, oh my God, no, read it before. Jesus. Like,
oh, he was really?
Very, oh, really?
He was very adamant about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Shut.
You know, everything's on a little like, oh, gotta get this done. Okay, it's like all these things I've got to tick off before Rise of Skywalker. So for the show, the Force toast, nothing but Force toast. What stuff that you guys have got planned sort of rolling into Rise of Skywalker from the show point of view? Have you got some? Is it just sort of business as usual, or you got a few little extra things you've talked about? I'm getting a few confused looks here, going like, we haven't really talked about it, but thank you for bringing that up.
But, it's been a really busy time. This trivia thing has sort of set us back in terms of anything extra we had hoped to accomplish, I think, before the end of the year, at least from my point of view. It was a lot of just trivia studying leading up to the Schmodown, and now we've had such a slew of books coming at us that's kept us really busy too. And we've skipped a few here and there. Resistance Reborn's coming out soon. I'm excited to read that. I think that's,
yeah,
what, 2-3 weeks away now, November 5th.
So that's a post Last Jedi one as well, is it? Is that sort of also sort of like,
no,
what
that's,
happens?
That's a lead up. It's a lead up to the last, or I'm sorry, yeah, it is post Last Jedi. So it's sort of set right after, I think, based on the previews that I've read. But that one looks really good. But yeah, for the most part, I mean, I think, Alice, are you planning to get into Jedi Fallen Order when that comes out?
Yeah, I still need to finish the campaign for Battlefront 2. I've been lazy.
Oh, I've got to get
and
that
I get
too.
Frustrated when I don't win and just give up. And I'm just like, fuck this. And
are you an Xbox else. Or PS4 person?
I have a PS4.
I've got it on Xbox. I've actually got both. But I every time I try to dip back into Battlefront, I just get stuck in a lobby here in Australia and nothing's going on. I'm just like, ugh, this is just taking too long. I've lost my patience. But I will get Fallen Order probably day one. You know, why not?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I will as well. And the gameplay, it just looks awesome. I mean, I'm mostly a button masher at this point. I used to be really good at PS2. But yeah, PS4 confuses me. I need someone to come show me how to use it. It's fine.
You need a tutorial.
Yes.
You'll work it out. And, oh, look, we're really running out of time here, but I do want to touch on Mandalorian just a little bit. Were you guys at Celebration? What panels did you guys get into at Celebration? Did you get into any of the big room ones, into the arenas in the lotto?
Yeah, well, actually,
not
we didn't win anything in the lotto, but no. Laura, you go for it.
Yeah, no, we didn't win anything in the lotteries, but we have some very fortunate and very generous friends. So we have a friend of ours got me into the Rise of Skywalker panel, which is phenomenal.
Nice.
We both got into the... Did we go to Jedi? Yeah, we both got into the Mandalorian. No, we skipped Jedi Fallen Order, I think. And then we skipped the Galaxy's Edge one. But yeah, it was. We both got into Mandalorian, and it was great. It was a really great insight into what was to come. But yeah, I know the footage was really dark. I'm very happy at what we've seen since then, and how much more cleaned up it looks.
So let's talk Anaheim briefly. Are you guys locked and loaded? Is it a done deal? I know it's not in your hometown anymore, but. You know, you've already jumped a plane for a trivia contest. Surely you're jumping a plane for a Star Wars celebration.
Yep, we are all set. I have the golden touch with the queues, so I got the tickets and hotel pretty much immediately. Not the Jedi passes, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll get VIP someday.
I don't know if I don't know. Like I walked past the VIP room at Celebration in Chicago, and it just looked like a ballroom with a couple of tables. It didn't look like it was particular. It wasn't like you're in there and, you know, Daisy Ridley's hanging out. She's like, "Come on over and let's talk and stuff. Welcome to the VIP room." It's just like somewhere to put your bag.
Well, the appeal, I think, is to get into the at least for me, is to get into the panels. I want to be able to get into all of the big panels. I want to be able to be guaranteed to have that. So that would have been the appeal for me. I don't even care about, like, I would have just given away the, like, autograph stuff. I don't even give a shit. Like, I would have just been like, all right, someone else take this. I don't care. And probably most of the swag too. Again, it's just not for me. I just want to be able to have a good seat and get into the panels and hear all the information and get it firsthand and be first to know. And that would have been the appeal for me. But no, we've got our hotel rooms booked at the convention center hotel. Nice. That's attached. We've got our, we don't have flights booked, but we've got, you know, we've got our tickets and we're ready. We're excited. How about you? You're coming back, right?
We're coming back. Yeah. So the crew that we brought over last time, we're all coming back. We've got our house booked. We've got a little house, right near Disneyland. Nice. So that we've got booked out. So it's Disney themed as well, I guess, because the house is near Disneyland. So it's got like the Cars room, the Frozen room, the Disney princesses room and stuff. So that'll be cool. So we've got that. So we jumped on at 2 a.m. and got the passes, which we had to do. And luckily I did. I was a bit like, oh, maybe I'll just get it later. Well, you know, there's no point getting up at 2, but I wisely did it and got up at 2 and got it all sorted and stuff. So yeah, no, really excited, looking forward to it. It's nice to, it's funny because it's sort of just after it, and even when they announced the dates and they said it was, you know, August rather than April, going, oh good, all right, you know, it's not exactly a year, a little bit of time to decompress and think about it and get excited again. And now I'm just like, give it to me. If it was here tomorrow, I'd go tomorrow. Like I'm ready now. Like, why isn't it April? I'm ready.
We must be friends.
So hot in LA.
Yeah, we must be friends with some of the other people that are in your house, because that sounds familiar to me. Where somebody, you're explaining the Disney themed. I'm like, I know somebody else staying in that Airbnb.
Yeah, Matt and Sean from Blue Bantha Milpa staying with us. So that would be probably where you got the info. So he didn't stay with us last time. So hopefully he's not a bad housemate. Hopefully, you know, he tidies up after himself and has showers and things. So,
because it's going to be hot. He doesn't look the type. I would be aware of that. He doesn't look the type to shower or clean up after himself.
Bloody Australians. They just turn up and drink all your beer and don't shower, basically. That's the way it goes. Well, hopefully we can actually properly hang out when we get to Celebration, rather than just being like, oh, hello, person from the internet. You know, just sort of fleetingly walk past and you know, converse for a second and go our separate ways. Hopefully we'll get to spend a bit more time hanging out in a few months, you know, in a post-Rise of Skywalker world.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we've already dubbed our hotel the party hotel. Is it the Hilton that we're staying at?
Yeah. We'll have bags of wine with us. We can give free refills at the hotel bar. Come to us.
Nice.
Yes. We will save everyone's wallet many, many dollars.
All right. Well, there's a plug. So there's a little, everybody who listens to this episode now have got the place to be, and, you know, I know what's going on. I haven't even thought about that yet. It's people talking about, like, oh, downtown Disney have a bunch of bars and the hotels have a bunch of bars and this does that. And I don't know. It sounds like you guys have got the place to be.
Yeah, let us know if you guys end up throwing a giant Australian house party, because that's a party I'd like to go to as well, at a Disney-themed house.
The Disney-themed house gets trashed. There goes my Airbnb rating. Oh, my God. Oh, no. We'll see about that. Like I said, we'll have to rein in Matt. Maybe he's already got some big ideas about Celebration. He's already been talking about stuff that we can do, because I had the beanies there at Celebration last year, and he had some stuff as well. And he was talking about, oh, we could do this, and we could do this, and we could do this. And people are already going, are you doing the beanies again? I'm like, it's going to be like 40 degrees Celsius. It's going to be, you know, like 90 degrees. I'm like, is anyone going to wear a woolly hat? Don't know. But anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. We'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. Mm-hmm. Guys, thanks so much for taking the time out to do this, to record, giving up your Tuesday night. I'm glad you managed to still have a tea spiked with something, that it wasn't a total, you know, I didn't drag you down because it was the morning here and you're going, oh no, we better be civilized. But
oh, hell no. We're not even remotely civilized. We're here for it.
No, I don't know. Just Saturday a little bit morning.
Behind, just a bit of behind the scenes here. I know that you wouldn't want me to bring this up long, but anyway, obviously Laura's got a little bit of cough. You might have heard her on the mic, but every time she turned away from the mic to cough, she coughed right into a little stuffed porg. It was so cute. I was just going, oh, that poor little porg. Oh, there he is.
That's Porkins. She burps into him as well.
Mm-hmm. He's multi-purpose porg.
Hopefully he goes through the wash every now and then.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, really? No, he wouldn't survive the washing machine? Okay.
No, I'm sure he would, actually, but I just got him for Christmas the year The Last Jedi came out, so he's probably due for a wash now. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look at Alice's face. She's not into that.
I never would have... Well, you know, I wouldn't really care, but it's just something I wouldn't have thought of had you not brought it up, Josh.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, just don't go around there and rub your face on it when you go around and visit, Alice.
You know what?
You're like, I've been kissing that pog for a year now. Oh, my God. No wonder I'm always tempted. Sick.
I don't think I've ever touched the porg.
Yeah,
no, he's really my best. Burp porg. Back off.
Need some disinfectant or something just in case. It'll be all right. All right, guys, plug away all your wonderful stuff.
Yay! I wish I could tell you when the movie Trivia Schmodown match that I was in, or that we shot this past weekend, was going to be airing, but I don't know yet. I was just told end of November. So if you're a fan of the Schmodown, look out for that. The Star Wars match is coming back. And our show is at Force Toast Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. Alice is at Slaya All Day. That's Leia with an S. I am at shutup_Laura. And you can find our show on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, lots of places. You can find a full list at our website, www.forcetoastpod.com.
Oh my God, that is the most... like perfectly executed plug I've ever had on this show. You know, normally I get like, oh, my Twitter's something something, follow if you want or you don't, whatever, I don't really care. You know, that's about the effort of that people go to plug on when they're on this thing. So you guys have raised the bar.
You know what's so funny is that this is the first one I've done without having something in front of me. I normally have to have, I have like a sheet, my cheat sheet of all the shit so I don't forget anything, and I don't have anything in front of me this time. So that was off the top of my head. So yay, go Laura.
All right.
Nice.
High five.
High five yourself, girl.
Yeah,
Alice, do you want to add anything to that, or she's covered all the bases?
Nope. All I had to say was hurrah, and that's it.
That'll work beautifully. You can find all our stuff at StarWarsSpeltOut.com. We've got t-shirts at TeePublic. Thanks, everybody who keeps buying them. You just paid for some recording software I had to shill out for the other day, so that was really handy. And just... give us a like and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're already listening. You know, we just beg all the time, podcasters. We're just begging for stuff over and over again. But thanks so much, guys, for coming. Hopefully, you don't have to burn that shitty IMAX to the ground in a few weeks, and all your Star Wars dreams come true. Although I do like the idea that maybe it would catch fire before, and you guys do get to watch Rise of Skywalker together because Alice has got nowhere else to watch it. But you know, I hope you get your barbecue anyway.
I'm down for
anyway.
That too.
I'm just going to go buy some gasoline right now to make it happen.
I need my barbecue and my cornbread and whatever kind of mac and cheese or sides they have. Tots. They've got really good tots.
I did have really good barbecue in
Chicago.
Burn
right along with it.
Yeah. Your face can burn right along with it.
Yeah,
all right, I'll let you guys have this argument amongst yourselves on the next episode. This is like Force Toast is over. You split us up. Thanks for nothing.
We are sad to announce the end.
Sad to announce the end. If you want to know why, listen to the last Star Wars Belt Out where we basically, the truth came out about how we feel about cinemas and barbecue.
Oh, well.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Josh. This is great.
No worries. We'll see you soon.
Later.
Right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.